Before we get into our next subminality process, which is the belief change, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about why we'd want to change certain beliefs. Let's turn to page 3 in section 6 and look at the power of beliefs. So what we have there in the top left box is we have a belief. Let's say that we have a disempowering belief of, I can't make a lot of money. Let's say that's the belief. So if we have a belief of, I can't make a lot of money, how much of our potential for earning money do you think we'll tap into? Probably very little. And since we're not really tapping into the full potential that we all have to make money, then the action that we take will be rather low. Whenever you don't take very much action, you don't get a great result. So we don't make money. Which then supports the belief that we can't make a lot of money. Just like with results versus excuses, suddenly we go, you see, I told you, I can't make a lot of money. The belief becomes even stronger. We tap into even less potential, we take less action, we get a worse result. So we're going on a downward spiral of getting a more and more and more strongly held disempowering belief and less results. Now let's flip the coin over. Let's say we do something to actually change our beliefs and we now believe that you can make as much money as you want. With the belief of I can make as much money as I want, how much of your money-making potential will you tap into? Maybe all of it. How much action will you take because of that potential? Massive action. Whenever you take massive action that's focused on one thing, as in making a lot of money, what's the result? You're going to make money. As soon as you make money, you go, you see, I told you I can make as much money as I want. Makes the belief even more powerful. You tap into even more potential. You take even more action. You get an even greater result. What happens then is we go on an upward spiral of getting a stronger and stronger held belief of I can make a lot of money and greater results. So what we'd want to do is identify what are our limiting beliefs. We can use the next process we're going to cover to actually change our beliefs, change the results that we get, and change our experience. Remember the results versus excuses on CD number 1, and I told you to actually start to think about what are the excuses that you use? Well, excuses are limiting beliefs. You can use this process we're going to cover next, change those beliefs and get rid of those excuses forever, leaving you with just the results that you want.